Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Kane Corns.
22 minutes after 8 o'clock, if you're with us in Adelaide on SENSA, it is 8 minutes to 8. Time now to check in with our NFL expert. Does a magnificent job throughout this time of the year, which is exciting. Benny Grain, and you can hear him on SEN on Monday mornings calling all of the action. Benny, good to catch up again.
Good morning, Kane. How are you going, mate?
Baker Mayfield's got a lifeline. What's going on?
Well, I know, and who would have thought? Like, I mean, it's strange to think that he's become a journeyman so early in his career, but I think it's going to be... Look, I think he'll be a perennial backup, but if he gets an opportunity to start, you know, let's see if he can make a fist of it. But, you know, he's one of those stories coming out of college that sometimes your college quarterbacks, your prodigies, don't necessarily turn out to be NFL superstars or have a long career like some of them do have. But
just explain the brutal nature of it for us. So he's a number one draft pick, wasn't he? Went to the Browns, then things fell out. Picked up by the Carolina Panthers, got injured, and then they just flicked him. And now the LA Rams have just claimed him on waivers, and he might start today in the game against the Raiders. But, I mean, it's just how brutal it is, the sport.
Oh, it certainly is. Things didn't really... I mean, it was an interesting scenario at the Panthers when Sam Darnold was there as well, and it ended up early in the season that PJ Walker was getting the start. So the writing was on the wall for Baker, but this is purely a move from the LA Rams to get them through the year because John Wolford's not the answer. They've had other third, fourth string quarterbacks, but Matt Stafford's out for the year. You'd put Cooper Kupp in cotton wool. They haven't got an offensive lineman that started the season on their roster right now. They're all on IR. So it's just to try and get them through the rest of this season, you know, and he might prove himself to be Matt Stafford's backup next year. But these backup quarterbacks, yes, they might look for the $25, $30 million a year contract, but he'll still get handsomely paid as a backup, $5, $6 million a year, which is a good gig if you can get it.
Used to be the best, once labelled the best job in America, Benny, the backup quarterback, because you get paid $5 million a year to hold a clipboard and listen to the offensive coordinator call the play. So it sounds all right to me. Now, I just want to stay with the Rams for a moment because this could absolutely blow up in LA because they won the Super Bowl last year, which was an absolute tick, of course, in their home stadium. But they gave up almost all of their draft picks to get Stafford, to get Jalen Ramsey. So they can't necessarily blow it up or tank and play for draft picks because most of those are owed to other teams. There's stories around that Matthew Stafford's neck and spinal cord issue and concussion issue may even be a retirement type thing. Now, that might be premature, but say worst case. Sean McVay almost retired last year to go and do the TV stuff in the booth, as did Aaron Donald. So if a few things conspired against them, the Rams could be absolutely putrid to start next season.
You're making a case, Josh, that they get demoted. as all the moves that they've made and all the money they've invested, they've got themselves a Super Bowl.
Yes.
It's a win-now league. Mm. Now, let's not forget that when they entered the bye in Week 7, they were 3-3. And people were thinking, oh, is it a Super Bowl hangover? Will they bounce back? We talked about the Bengals in the same vein. Now, look what the Bengals have done. The LA Rams, when you lose your quarterback, you lose your wide receiver who won the Triple Crown last year, you don't have a starting offensive lineman on your roster. You've got injuries on your defense. Like, they have lost six games in a row, but they just put this season aside and reset for next year. They'll still be a competitive football team, but, you've certainly put a dagger through the hearts of Rams fans that are already feeling it after a poor year.
We're writing them off. I'm writing them off. The team they faced in the Super Bowl, my Cincinnati Bengals, it was worrying early, but Joe Burrow had appendicitis and had the surgery in the preseason, so he didn't play and didn't take any snaps in the preseason. They fell to 0-2, and it was panic stations. But they're the hottest team in football. And I was having a good look at it the other night. It's you can easily mount the case that they are the number one overall team from head to toe in the NFL. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think that the Super Bowl will come from the AFC, but what the Bengals have done in the last 7 weeks has been extraordinary, really, and they've done it without Jamar Chase and Joe Mixon for a stretch there. I think what Joe Burrow adds to this football team, last year, yeah, they may have been a little before their time. Don't forget, they're only, you know, a play away from winning that Super Bowl. And don't we talk about the start of the season. They did lose week one against a division opponent by a field goal, and then they lost to the Dallas Cowboys, who, yeah, they might have lost week one, but they've proven that they're a Super Bowl contender. And their only other loss, really, to the Ravens by 2 points, a division rival. They are the one of the most informed teams in the competition. They got a tough game this week, though. The Browns have had their measure the last 3 years. So this is a game that they would have had in the fixture. I'm looking forward to seeing what they can produce. The last time they played in week 8, the Browns pantsed them 32-13. So this is, they passed the test last week against the Chiefs. Now they need to pass the divisional test against the Browns. I'm looking forward to that Buffalo Bills matchup in week 17, though.
What happens inside a really good team like the 49ers when you lose your quarterback and it's such an important position? Clearly, Jimmy Garoppolo's gone. They're not solely reliant on the quarterback, though, are they, Benny? But how disruptive is that, and what are some levers that you can pull?
Yeah, so they went into this season with Trey Lance as a starting quarterback. A lot of people criticised the 49ers' decision to sign Jimmy Garoppolo as their backup. I liked it, and the way it played out, played into the 49ers' hands. Now, unfortunately, injuries are a part of football, and we've seen Jimmy Garoppolo miss lots of football over the last few years. But they do have a team that is playoff-worthy based on their defense, based on the running game, not necessarily based on the quarterback play. Now, what Brock Purdy did last week, he hasn't started an NFL game yet, he performed unbelievably well, but I don't expect those types of performances from him every week. They will need to change the game plan. Kyle Shanahan needs to be inventive here. They bought Christian McCaffrey in for a reason. I'm hoping to see a little more wildcat using Deebo Samuel like they did last year.
Ooh, hello.
Christian McCaffrey know what a weapon he can be. George Kittle has probably been unders this year compared to the talent that he's got. So I think he'll be involved in the game plan a lot more with Brock Purdy under centre. But they're going to be tough. They're going to be tough to beat. They're the third seed right now. They've won 5 in a row. They've got a relatively easy schedule coming home, which will give Brock Purdy plenty of time to, you know, find his feet. He's Mr. Irrelevant. He was drafted last pick in last year's draft. It's a fascinating story, but that's what we talk about. He's been a third-string quarterback this year, and he would have cut his teeth being Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts when they face the first-team defense in practice. So hopefully he's ready for the 49ers' sake, but I don't think it's going to be the difference between them winning the Super Bowl and not.
Benny, I've got 3 quick ones before we let you go. Odell Beckham Jr., it doesn't look like he's going to go to the Cowboys. Queries on whether he's going to be ready to play. So where does Odell Beckham Jr. go? Who is the NFL MVP? Because it seems a race in 3 to me between Hurts, Burrow and Mahomes. And who did you pick at the start of the year to win the Super Bowl? And would you change right now?
Oh, right. JJ, quick fire answer to that question. What was your first question?
First question was, what was my first question? My first question was Odell Beckham Jr. Where do you think he will land?
JJ, I'm sick of talking about Odell Beckham Jr. He's not on an NFL list right now.
Well, he's going to be.
Yes, I know. I thought it would have been the Cowboys, but based on what happened in Miami 2 weeks ago, I'm an NFL team, I wouldn't touch him.
Yes, okay. That's fair enough. For those who don't know, they tried to kick him off a plane because he was passed out, I presume drunk, and he wouldn't. But next question was, who's your NFL MVP? I'm warming to Joe Burrow big time.
Yes, definitely in the conversation, as is Jalen Hurts, but Patrick Mahomes. And look, I'm a little critical of the MVP process that's so quarterback-driven. I think the top seven in the market are all quarterbacks. But, yeah, I'm Patrick Mahomes.
And lastly, could have asked these individually, perhaps, Radio Craft, who did you pick to win the Super Bowl at the start of the year, and would you change now?
Okay, so a lot of predictions go on in the preseason. I picked the Cowboys from the NFC and the Chargers from the AFC. The Chargers are 6-6 and look just about done. I think the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC, and the Cowboys still remain my pick. I did say that the Super Bowl will come from the AFC, so I think it'll be the Chiefs that beat the Cowboys.
Beautifully
when it
done.
Comes February.
Benny, as always, we will tune in on Monday mornings to catch you calling all of the action on SEN. Checking with you soon.
Thanks, guys.